I'm in love again.
Oh,
wow.
No, I'm not. I'm in love with the same woman I've always been in love with.
I thought you were referring to your mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed it. Did I tell you that?
You just did. We talked about it.
No, but I talked about it on the show.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. That I fixed my own.
Yes.
That you repaired it.
Sleep number bed.
You attached a new remote control.
You are the Bob Vila of slumber.
The testosterone got you excited and you adjusted it.
We haven't really even gone deep into the testosterone yet.
No.
But you can.
I could be feeling better. Just a note out to my doctor.
I'm going
to
apply.
I could be feeling better.
He might be feeling better.
And that wasn't incidentally... I could be feeling better. No, that was I could be feeling better.
Oh,
that's exactly.
Oh.
We'll talk about
it. But any danger of rolling out of bed?
No, stop it. No.
I see you opening a gift. Is this gift sponsored by any chance?
Oh yeah, thank you.
So, is this gift sponsored by any chance?
Our opening segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show animated series.
It's very good.
Hello, Gabe.
Download the Strine Studios cartoons each month,
please,
for just $199.
No, that seems high.
That's really high.
What is that?
It should be $1.99. Did I accidentally?
Is that $1.99?
Yeah, I sent you a note to fix that.
Oh, I haven't received that.
Pass that around to the whole
thing. $199 would be really expensive.
Mike O'Mara Show animated
series. Change
back
on $200.
Normally $199. Yeah. Yours for $1.99.
No, it's never been that. It's $1.99.
Although,
yes.
Let's just run with this. Let's
say
give
only it
one
give it,
person.
Get it back from him.
If just one person pays $199.
Where did that period go?
Rob is the kind of person that would be saying, download the Strine Studios cartoons each month for just $1,099. And Rob would go, well, if people are willing to pay it.
Mike, do you know what the value of something is?
I understand.
Attaboy.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you don't mind my idea.
The Mike O'Mara Show animated series.
Right?
Like maybe moments ago.
That's right.
Download the Strine Studios cartoons
each
month for just $1.99. The latest episode just released is Siri Speaks with a very special Easter egg. The Mike O'Mara Show, and an Easter egg is the little thing at the end.
Yeah, a little bonus.
The Mike O'Mara Show animated series available only at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and thanks to Gabe Strine for that.
Yeah.
They're marvelous.
Easter egg, or as Mark calls it, the egg.
Hand me that. I'll put a dot in there.
I call it the afikoman. That's the matzah that we hide on Passover.
More bitter herbs from Gabe Strine.
All right.
Nice throwing.
Okay. All right, very good.
We'll get that later.
Doing the tea's not working.
Okay, we've got a
little more arm in it.
Yeah.
This is the opening vignette when we open a gift
that
we haven't looked at before, so you don't know whether it's good or bad.
Thanks for the reset.
Thank you. Ed Rosenthal.
Hello, Mike.
Ed Rosenthal presents Quick Trading Company.
What is it?
Mike, as the Mike O'Mara Show readies itself for the big trip out west,
it
is important. Why, RJ, I'm hearing like, hello? Hello?
Hear that reverb ring?
Hear that reverb
ring? Rob, I think my gain is very high.
Okay. It is.
All right. Hello, Tinny. Check one time. Two. The Mike O'Mara Show readies itself for the big trip out west. It's important to know that you cannot be too prepared. That being said, I felt it was time for another gift for you.
Oh, how
a
nice.
A gift that keeps on giving. Pot books.
Mm. Oh, God, this guy.
Once again, I had selected titles for each of you and had Ed sign the ones he penned himself.
Oh, boy.
Please...
Friend.
So far, it doesn't sound that good.
No.
Please enjoy these delightful books. I look forward to your live show in Reno. I am almost positive I already bought tickets. On behalf of the guru of ganja and myself, S.A.D.
Well, you got to look at the bright side.
I don't
Lots
have
of
to
business
do anything.
Cards from Ed.
Well, the man went out of his way
to promote a client's book.
To send pot books.
To promote a client's book.
I agree with you. But he sent something to us, and something is something.
It is
and
the thought that counts.
It's packed with, we know you're going to.
All right, let me say this, Mike. There's a phrase on the internet that might apply here.
What?
You got to love it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Also, you have to
look at the
fact that if a pothead sent this, the fact that he went out of his way.
And wrapped in newspaper, too, for Christ's sake.
He went out of his way
to
actually
he uses
do
other paper for other things.
Is interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, this first book is...
It only took him 9 months to get him here.
The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The Authoritative Historical Record of Cannabis and the Conspiracy Against Marijuana.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
That's one.
Thank you for throwing it to me.
We'll keep that there.
I'd love to read
this.
That
is for RJ.
It's a nice read.
Everybody gets a book. See, friend, there are only one to three people on the show who even care about this.
One to three.
One somewhere between one and three people.
Medical marijuana 101. That's for you.
Oh, there we go.
That's for you.
I could use that.
Oh, medical. I
oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh,
hee
hee.
Oh.
Buzz.
Hello, Tepper. Yes.
All right.
Here
this
we go.
Is, this has got to be significant.
This is going to be a winner.
Yeah.
Buzz is.
Don't you think?
Well, I would think so.
Is it made out of hemp?
Buzz is. Why marijuana should be legal.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect.
Oh,
there, like, we go. You, okay, there you go. All right. Yeah.
Like I haven't heard that already.
You didn't read the last part of the cover, Mike. Large print edition.
Jesus.
All right. Now, get ready, America, right, because have you noticed how the books have gotten better?
Yes.
Yeah. For a pothead, this guy sure writes a lot.
Rob, based on your love of recycling.
Oh, good.
Oh, you can recycle this book.
Yeah, recycle.
Ask Ed. Marijuana Gold, Trash to Stash by Ed Rosenthal.
Hey, there's a no. There's a little basket there you can put it in.
Okay.
That's no fun, Rob. Growing is much
and
money.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just recycled the book,
the
indeed.
Look
yeah.
at that.
That's so
no,
funny.
The that
Oscar.
The
yes, sir.
Oh, this will be good.
Can't wait. Need something for the coffee
this
table.
This one that's says.
Oh, here's a little something for you, Shannon. I was thinking of
for
you.
For your desk
Oscar
work.
Oscar might have hit the winner here.
What's that?
Aunt Sandy's Medical Marijuana Cookbook.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that.
I wanted the cookbook.
I'll pick that up later.
Talk about pot roast.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. And one final book in here.
It must be for you, Mike. What do it say?
It's for Mark.
Oh, Mark Ronick.
I already got mine, Rob.
Oh, yours was the first one.
Don't you remember
one?
What you've been smoking weed?
Huh? Mike, I love it. I love to smoke marijuana.
And Mark says,
these look delicious.
Marijuana, let's grow a pound.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, the horticulture.
Some of these are just silly.
Right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the very best and 1 being not so good, how would you rate this gift?
This is going to be gratuitous. This is going to be selfish. Yeah. This is going to be I really would like somebody in our listening audience to send something that I'd like.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How about that for
once? Doesn't have to be expensive. Just something that might amuse me.
I have something you'll like.
What's that?
The show open.
Thank you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Reagan. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
You might loosen the straps, son.
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, Reagan.
I'm not Reagan.
Well, then let's introduce ourselves. I'm Damien Karras.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar a display of power, Karras.
Me, Robbie Lee Dick, too, don't you agree?
You speak Latin.
Ego te absolvo.
Quod nomen mihi est.
La plume de matante.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away.
It burns!
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Does it make me an old man that I'm still really... What the hell was that?
That was me bumping my microphone.
Does it make me an old man that I'm still freaked out by that?
I was thinking about it. You know why that movie is scarier to your generation and somewhat mine than the current? Is if you were brought up Catholic, it really, really flips you out.
Why would Satan shy away from a vulgar display of power? I think Satan would be an all-in on
no,
that.
No, he's a class
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't ring true with
he's
me.
A class
just
guy.
The combination of the acting and the voice and the special effects that they did, which still, to me, hold up pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
Indeed.
I mean, they actually...
Have you seen the Blu-ray?
No, I have not.
It's great.
They actually made that room frigid.
Yeah.
So that they could see the breath. They didn't have CGI that would cause that fake breath.
Yeah, I hate that fake breath.
What they would
I
do
hate
now.
That fake breath, too.
Yeah, it's so fake.
I like the fact that when you see somebody's breath, that it's legitimately cold. Mm-hmm. And you know what? A great example of the very best that is done is the CGI that I can almost accept is that show Game of Thrones, where they do the CGI breath.
Right.
They really, in fact, they do cold With that CGI very, very well.
On The Walking Dead, it was real steam rising up from the guts on the ground because they shot, it was below 40 degrees when they shot it, and they heated the guts so that they would steam.
Ooh, now see, that's, that makes me want to watch Walking Dead more, and I've only watched one episode.
If they wanted to show breath now, they could just give everyone a smart smoke.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 14.5 million times.
This is a dog singing the theme to Game of Thrones. We haven't gotten to this in the vault.
We are heard it also in 150 countries, and our phone number is 718-506.
Don't call.
1625.
Call if you have a dog that sings.
Game our show is brought to you by Score Big. Yay. Ever been to a game or a concert that's supposedly sold out? Might be BS. They might be pulling a fast one on you because the fact is, like 40% of some of these events are not sold. They're tickets, and they give them away.
Don't be a rube.
Score Big has a pipeline into these tickets that they pass along the savings to you. That's a better way to get those tickets that you want for the big game or the concert you want to go to. It's scorebig.com. They work with teams. They work with promoters. They work with other ticket providers, and they can save you up to 10 to 60%. Yeah. On your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. Let me see. Choose a couple of these upcoming games to discuss each day.
Yes.
Let me see.
What two do you like for today?
All right. Let me see.
Colts and Redskins. Something?
I heard from a listener that said that they're getting a pair of Seattle Seahawks tickets.
Right.
Each ticket normally valued at $100. They got both for $99.
We'll have that on the show in a couple of days.
San Francisco Giants versus the Dodgers. That's a very big game out with our West Coast listeners out there. And I know that I've already gotten testimonials from people that have gone to Giants games out west and enjoyed those games at a great discount.
Right, right.
For Redskins fans here, RG3 all season long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Redskins, when you go to FedEx Field, one of the things I noticed when I went to FedEx Field, you see that there are like large sections that they have removed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that they get the TV sellout.
That's right.
And right, am I right about that?
Well, they do that in a lot of stadiums, but
where they'll remove seats. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I said, "What are those white girders up there that look empty?" They took seats out,
and that's so they can reduce their total count.
The fact remains that there are lots of games, especially in the NFL, that are played in order to put people in those seats. Score Big has tapped into that.
Yes,
this is very intricate stuff. I don't know how it works, but they get it done for you. They work with these teams. If you'd like to get, I wish for everybody you get that 60% discount on seats. Redskins on RG3 all season. New York Giants versus the Patriots preseason game. That's coming up just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Check out Score Big. They've got some great opportunities. Tickets at Score Big are always below box office price, guaranteed. So you will at the very least get below the box office price, which to me, you know, what's amazing to me is somebody who has gone to those other sites for years and years and years, the industry standard was they would be at the very least a little bit over box office price.
How long have I told you? Don't go to overpricedtickets.ru.
That's right. Go to Score Big and enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you will save at least 35% below box office price on your first purchase.
Wow.
Baltimore's Claude Call had never been to a Ravens game but saw the recent game against Jacksonville for more than 40% off by using our code. He sent us a big thank you for that. So check out Score Big. Thank you very much. On the show today, I've never wanted hype to be wrong more than I want hype to be wrong with this hurricane. I just hope and pray. I understand. I'm not going to slam the news media saying that they're trying to tweak it up when they say 6 to 20 inches.
Mm.
That's a huge difference as far as rain fall, but they have to cover their ass.
Nearly 14 inches.
I just hope and pray they're wrong for that great city of New Orleans, where people have worked so hard to rebuild down there, and they're going to get another direct hit on this hurricane.
It's only, at best, maybe going to be Category 1 when it hits land, and sometimes these things peter out a bit as they hit land. We hope that happens.
Well, they're not worried about anything but the water and the storm surge, which apparently is still 6 to 12 feet.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that. I really hope that it peters out, because that is just I was in that city very shortly after Katrina went down there. The French Quarter came back very quickly, and you were able to go down as a tourist and support them. And I was just thinking about this very weekend, believe it or not. I was this close to making a little pilgrimage down in New Orleans.
I do remember something you said. You said said that New Orleans is so much more than the French Quarter. Right. And they bounced back quickly there, but they're still realizing damage from that storm 7 years ago.
Right.
That's why this is so key that we do their, you at least keep them in our thoughts.
So good luck to them. We hope New Orleans does well. A lot of things to cover on the show today. I had my Haiti meeting last night.
Nice.
We're going to bring the people from Haiti in. And
they're not actually from Haiti.
No, they're people that organize an orphanage down there. And
you're going to go down and help. And when is that trip?
I'm going in October, middle of October. And
how many weeks?
It's just leave Friday and come back Wednesday.
That'll be terrific.
And this is you bring back the boy.
Yes, going to bring back an 18-year-old, great pitcher.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, even though they don't play baseball in Haiti.
That's a smart move.
Let me see.
Mike thinking about his future.
Want to talk, if we get a chance today on the show, to talk about that SEAL book about the raid. It's called No Easy Day.
Right.
And how disappointed I am after I was one of the guys that parroted the, you know, what everybody says about the SEALs. You know, they're the guys that go in there and you never hear from them.
Closed lip.
Well, this son of a whore decided that he was going to, you know, break the code. And, you know, it's just in America nowadays, there's nothing is nothing sacred. I thought that was really sacred.
Don't you want to read the book?
Though? I hope they I don't. I won't.
Really?
I won't. I hope they prosecute him. I hope he goes to jail. I truly do. Regardless of First Amendment, I think certain things when it comes to our safety, I thought that was the code.
Code, if they prosecute him, has he broken any laws or is he just broken?
Conceivably, they're reviewing the book now.
Right.
Conceivably, he has.
Oh, good.
Violated national security protocol.
Let's run him out of town on a rail.
I took my little babies out for an outing yesterday, and it was cute.
You're talking about your feet?
Your tootsies?
We're going to talk to we're in just a second here. We're going to talk to Lowell Melser, but Mark has big news about Reno, and I know we've got Reno news.
We do.
This is very, very big. This is going to make people freak out a little bit, so I wanted to get this out there. We normally thought that we had a lot more tickets available for the Reno show, and it's not 900, it's 650 for a sellout or 700.
Off
a
little 650 bit. Right now.
650 right now.
Everybody is coming aboard!
I get a text from Mark Ronick last night. This is what the text said. We're 30 tickets away from a sellout.
30?
What?
We might have sold out already.
We could have as of today, yeah, absolutely.
All I would say is sorry for the late notice on that, but we kind of told you. To get on the wagon and get that done, to get her done.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, in advance, I'll
I'm
thank
shocked.
You for selling out our Reno show. We're very happy about that.
No bookkeeping errors there?
We will find out. Can you get the detail?
Yes.
I've heard, because you said first 950.
No. I don't think I've ever said that. And we can do another face segment if Rob wants to pull it up.
Well, I thought it was 800.
No, that was the State Theater.
Oh.
We've always said between 650 and 700.
650 and 700?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, then I'm not going to complain about
that. Well, irregardless, the fact that we're at
650.
Regardless.
It's amazing.
Damn it.
Irregardless is not a word.
Regardless, the fact that we're at 650 within a week's time, basically, is amazing.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. Much faster.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Out West, they'd say. Thank you very much for that. We will have the detail and numbers that tickets you sold. You guys kicked ass. You sold out sooner than 2 weeks.
Friggin'
you
amazing.
You kicked ass from the East Coast here, which means when we do one next year at the State Theater, I want people to do it in a week.
What do you mean, State Theater? Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center.
No.
No, we're not.
Next year, we're trying one in London.
I liked the State Theater.
The gritty earthiness of it.
I like the 600 to 700 venues.
Yeah, it was nice.
I like that. Yeah. That's intimate. That feels good. That and we have been supported, and we are grateful. Any other information?
No, that's it for now. So really, if you are stalling here to get your tickets, get them now. Because, again, we could be sold out by the end of the day.
Or now.
The end of the hour.
Call now.
Yeah.
Call
and
now. Operator's standing by.
So congratulations to
Isn't
all of you.
Isn't that humbling?
That is amazing.
I have nothing to say. It is so amazing.
It's so
it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Humbling.
It's so the amount of joy that we have making our arrangements to go out there, and it's just going to be a wonderful trip. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you and hanging out. We're all going to be out there for a good while. It's going to be fun.
I did some reading about this venue, the Circus Circus. I didn't know. Did you know? Were you cognizant of the fact they have legalized gambling at this hotel?
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Yeah.
Wait.
Which
wait,
is why
what?
We're flying out Monday to get there.
I could be in trouble.
Yeah.
I could be in very. Rob wants to go. Rob wants to leave on Wednesday and come back the following Wednesday.
Right.
When you get what they call the gate, Mark, when you get the gate from Circus Circus, please hold on to that. Don't let Mike hold it.
Don't let Mike anywhere near it.
Yeah, because
Thank
I
you.
Remember when we took Mike to a casino in Iowa.
Yes.
He burned hot and fast like magnesium.
Yeah, it is. Yes. I was very antisocial. If I'm in a casino and you see me in the circus
talk
casino,
to him.
Oh, you can come up and say hi, but don't stand and stare.
I waited.
Don't change his luck. Oh, right, for God's sake, don't change his luck.
I waited to talk to you until you actually had hit a jackpot. Then you're wonderful to talk to.
Hi, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. What can I do for you? Let's get Mr. Lowell Melser on the line here.
Sure.
No. This is very, very interesting. Lowell,
yeah.
Mark's brother,
yeah.
And you know, host of the Mark and Lowell show, is in the middle of a huge internet controversy.
Ouch.
Lowell Melser.
Hello.
You, my friend, are in the middle of quite the viral, you know, internet scandal. Not scandal,
it's
but
controversy.
It's a controversy right now up. With, if I can get...
I guess you call responsible reporting a controversy.
Yeah, here's the deal. A horrible news story yesterday. Lowell not only does the weather and all sorts of different things. He does some anchoring. He's done it all for WBAL television.
Human resources as
well. Human resources.
He's like the Jewish Oscar Santana.
Nice.
He is actually he's a field reporter, and Lowell, unfortunately, has the job of covering some very, very dismal stories up in Baltimore. He was all over the recent train derailment that resulted in the deaths of two just beautiful young girls. It was a sad, sad story. And yesterday, first day of school, a shooting in Baltimore where this wingnut of a kid, very disturbed young man, shot another kid. And what is the status of that shooting right now? I know the kid was flown to shock trauma. Did the kid pass away, Lowell?
As far as we know, the kid has not been passed away, and the shooter has been charged with attempted murder. So that definitely leads me to believe that the victim's still alive, which is good news.
Yes.
So the reason I become aware of this story is not because I follow the Baltimore news, but I see on my Yahoo page today, WBAL reporter blasts this website called Twitchy as irresponsible. That's what I say. So on a whim, I see it's WBAL. Let me look.
Kind of local for us.
Well, of course, who is it? The reporter that blasts Twitchy as irresponsible,
Mr. Controversy,
is Lowell Melser. Let me, before we get Lowell's side of this, let me just go right in here to read what Lowell says on this. Twitchy team, good example of a news app reporting whatever it wants without confirming. Irresponsible. Don't follow. And that was the gist of it. What were they reporting that you had a problem with, Lowell?
They called me out first, which I think, I don't know if it's on that. I think it's the first thing in the article. They called me out first saying that this is a perfect example of mainstream media not reporting things as they happen. Basically saying, because I was calling the guidance counselor an unconfirmed, we hadn't confirmed his name yet, but their thing was, well, it's all over Twitter, so we can report it.
Now, what happens is, you know, in the world of the internet, the way things move at such a lightning pace here, you know, there are certain, you know, I have a degree in broadcast journalism, and I know that there are certain standards that you follow in MSM, as they like to report on Twitchy. And I'm with you on this one, Lowell, because I will tell you that there's a great episode of The Newsroom where they talk about the shooting that went down, and they're reporting Gabby Giffords as dead. And I think three networks went on the air and reported that she had been killed when, in fact, she was you know, very severely wounded, but she wasn't killed. And you know, the reason you do this is it's one thing. It's journalistic ethics.
That's right.
It's broadcast ethics.
Right.
You're not sharing this information until you want to get it absolutely right. And you don't want to anoint somebody as a hero unless you have your sources and you have checked into it. And it's true, because it might be somebody else that happens to be the hero on this. So you don't want to splay somebody else's name all over the news.
Right.
So Twitchy had a little problem with you dissing him, and they went after you, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I think probably the mistake I made was calling them irresponsible, but it is. Let's call it what it is. So I just, you know, I felt that this needed to be out there, and then they kept going back and forth with me over it. And then finally I just blocked them and was done with it. And then they wrote this article about me, and now I'm getting all this hate mail calling me a right-wing liberal journalist. And all these hate things.
I mean, a left-wing liberal journalist, right?
left-wing liberal journalist.
Sorry. Actually, Mike, the people writing the hate mail, they're just not very smart.
Yeah. One of the things Twitchy says to Lowell, they're getting this little tweet fight with Lowell, they said, unidentified, his name is all over Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, that to me, Twitter is incredible. Twitter is going to...
Well, this is, Mike, this is the thing. Say there was a murder, and everyone on Twitter is saying Mike O'Mara committed the murder, and then I report that as fact. How much are you going to sue me when it comes out that you didn't commit the murder?
Yeah, I think it's legit. And
actually, he did commit the murder.
Or will.
Well, and then also, if I can defend myself on one more thing, at the very end of the article, they say that I went ahead and tweeted out the guy's name anyway an hour after our exchange. That was after we got it confirmed from school sources. So, but they didn't mention that in the article.
And the guy turned out to be a hero. He was a hero that he jumped in.
This is the guidance counselor.
He tackled the shooter. Is that what happened, Noel?
Yeah, he pinned up the shooter against the vending machine and was able to get the gun away from him. Yeah.
And another weird thing about this this story, this Bobby Gladden, who has been he's been confirmed as the shooter, the alleged shooter. I hate to say, you have to say alleged. This kid, I was able to go to his Facebook page today, and if you want to look inside,
God, that's weird.
The dark soul of one of these sick kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, unlike a lot of these incidents, Lowell, this was a kid where everybody that you talk to indicates that he had some serious issues, right?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. But again, you know, that's just what people are saying. But I think there's going to be a news conference coming up today where police are going to explain more about his past and what the school knew and what they didn't know.
Well,
What his motive might have been for this? Because did he attack a girl? Is that what I heard? What happened?
Yeah, can we steer this back to me just for one
second? Of course.
Just for one second. And Mike,
welcome to the Mark and Lowell show.
I'm trying to take the high road here, and I just want to say that if any of the listeners out there agree with my stand on this, I've been just bombarded with hate tweets and hate mail about this, and it would really help if there were some listeners out there that supported what I say to find this article and defend me. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for a name-calling war, but if there are people that agree with me, if they could just help me out here, because I'm getting killed.
Hey, this is not the time to pile on.
Are you still on the story?
I am still on the story, but I'm doing a sidebar today because I have to leave to head down to Virginia to head to the Hughley sentencing.
Hey, Thin Skin, can you tell me what happened with the girl? I mean, what happened with the shooting? Just because people around the country might have not heard the story.
Basically, what you had, according to sources, was a disturbed individual that was, and they were in the cafeteria, basically got into some sort of argument where food was being thrown at him by a couple of different people. He came to the school with an unassembled shotgun, according to police. And then once he was being teased in the lunchroom, said he announced that he was going to, quote, kill you, talking to a number of people, and then left. Assembled the shotgun, according to police, then came back and then opened fire, got off one shot, which ended up hitting a mentally disabled child. The mentally disabled child was the one that was hit. And then that's when the guidance counselor pinned him up against the vending machine. He fired off another shot, by the way, apparently, when that happened. And then they got the gun away from him, and the school was evacuated.
Guidance counselor is legitimate hero, and it was all of an hour between the rumors of this guy, and you know, when there's pandemonium in this kind of shooting, this thing goes, this type of thing goes crazy, and the internet is the source of more misinformation than anything in the world. So Lowell just wanted to get it right, and this Twitchy website is attacking Lowell for, rightly in my mind, saying that they were irresponsible by jumping in there. You know, just like and when they want to say the MSM as though there's
mainstream
sort of, media, sort of antiquated dinosaur that moves. No, there are newsrooms with editors and layers
made of
people
who know what they're doing
that you go through, because this should be, this kind of stuff, when especially when there's gunplay involved, this type of stuff should be vetted.
And
absolutely.
Also, not just gunplay and kids. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Mike or Buzz or anyone, I'm just curious. I mean, how do you think, and let's just be honest here, I mean, how do you think I should handle it? Should I just ignore it and it goes away? Well, or how do you think I handle it? Because I know you deal with the, you know, with the national audience, you deal with a lot of people that disagree sometimes with what you say, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is the next big thing will come along and this will be forgotten.
Well,
how would you handle it?
You know, I think because I'll give you my take on it if you don't mind, because really, I think this has something to do with your age. And I think that this is the fact that you are probably not longer in the tooth. There's kind of a standard way that you should handle it as somebody who is reporting the news. And unfortunately, your opinion, you know, as soon as you inject your opinion into the story, you become the story.
Yeah.
And that is something
that,
while I agree exactly with exactly what you said about this website, Twitchy, at the same time now, you are becoming this story when you really shouldn't be. And I'll tell you why you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be because there's a mentally disabled kid
who's wounded,
dealing with this. And I think that any, you know, if an editor hasn't told you this yet, you know, I will just, my basic knowledge of journalism, you know, as soon as you do this. And so that speaks, as much as I hate it, because I know your worlds conflict, because you're an opinionated guy. Mm-hmm. You go on the 98 Rock show where your opinion is stated and where you have that ability to talk about your opinions. And you also have the Mark and Lowell show where you speak your opinions. But when you're doing what you do and what you were doing in your capacity as a WBAL TV reporter, the rules change. You know, you're just the conduit. You know, it's a tough line. Reporters do it all the time.
And as general life advice, never wrestle with a pig. You both get dirty. And I think it's safe to call this website a pig because they didn't go didn't go to the trouble to check before reporting on something. This was not information that couldn't wait an hour to make sure that it was right.
And Lowell, here's the deal. You're sitting in a major, metropolis newsroom on a television station reporting on there. You are sitting there, you know, doing what a lot of people would like to do, whereas, you know, I'm not going to say I know the people that run the Twitchy, but they're like the guy that writes on, you know, radio in this market.
Yeah.
You know, they sit in their condo in their underwear, and that's how they're self-proclaimed. They don't have the cred.
The eagle doesn't hunt flies, as we've heard.
Yes. I mean, it's it's absolutely, so that's our take on it.
So that's So I think I'm just, you know, as much as people are sending me hate, I'm just ignoring it. And I think, just not responding is probably the best thing to do.
Well, you know, and I appreciate you coming on because I thought you might have a question mark to do that. But really, just, you know, you wear several different hats. And I think that's where it becomes, the lines become a little,
He doesn't mean yarmulke, Rob.
I didn't say a word.
But, it's a terrible story. And really, I have to preface because now that we're talking about journalism, I'll put my journalism hat on and say I do not know if this is the confirmed Facebook page, but I have read several sources online that say it is. It certainly looks like it is the the Facebook page of a disturbed individual.
It's okay to say that.
If you guys think that looks like the Facebook page of a disturbed
individual. I don't know, Mike. I wish you'd think before you speak because you're ruining the credibility of this podcast.
I will tell you
that's my job.
Yesterday via mobile, this kid, the alleged shooter, Bobby Gladden, this is written on this Facebook page.
Yeah.
First day of school, last day of my life. F the world.
Yeah, and that's been reported in the news. I've heard that quote in the news.
So, I mean, usually Facebook takes these down, and, it's amazing to look at it. This kid, every picture that is on here, every self-portrait of this kid, every photo he takes of himself, is his hair is in his face, completely obscuring his face. Mm-hmm. He has disturbing images on here, and I'm going to go older now.
Lowell, how old is this kid? Do you know his age?
He's 17, right?
17?
I'm asking my photographer. The victim's 17, the shooter's 15.
Wow.
15.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's a very strange
thing. Why are people still throwing food at people? Like, I don't even... the shooting clearly is something...
Throwing food at people is perfectly normal. I encourage that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like everybody knows... in this day and age, that the kid that may not look all that right is not the kid you should be throwing food at.
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
It's different than when you were little, Oscar, because I know food was scarce when
Americans
you were a boy.
Have a right to bear food.
That's right.
Yeah, we traded tater tots when I was little.
And feed beer.
All right,
beer.
Well, Lowell, I think you probably have to walk away, but we'll keep ourselves posted on this through Mark, okay?
Yeah, and I appreciate you talking to me and just helping me through this. It's just disappointing for me to like be the responsible one and then be called out on it. And
it sucks.
You know, deal with it this
Consider the source.
Yeah, and before you go, Lowell, did you want to thank Mike for the invite on be on the show?
Oh yeah, Mike, thanks for the invite.
Thank you, Lowell, and have a great day on WBAL TV.
Good luck, man.
We'll watch up in Baltimore. Thank you.
Thanks, Lowell.
See you soon. Okay.
That's all. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, presenting the annual 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Poker Run and Pig Roast. Proceeds go to the fallen firefighters and police officers and their families, and the best three hands win prizes. It's this Sunday, September 2nd. That's the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Registration's at 9 a.m. The ride starts at 10. Carl and I are going to be riding in
cool.
it. It starts at Jimmy's with a stop at the Marine Corps Museum at Quantico for a group photo. If you don't ride, you can still help the cause at Jimmy's Rally in the Alley, starting at noon, featuring live music, a DJ, and all-you-can-eat pig roast with all the fixins. Your $25 donation also gets you a full breakfast buffet before the ride and the pig roast that starts at noon. To find out more, call Jimmy at 703-435-5467 or email Jimmy at jimmystavern.com. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern of Herndon, Virginia. Just click his ad on our website, and it's a great way to have fun on Labor Day weekend.
And also, we have a link on our website that says Poker Run 2012. If you click that, if you're somebody who's not in the area and you can't make it, Jimmy set up a donate button if you want to actually just support the cause. You can do that through our website.
Anytime Jimmy opens up his alley, it's worth stopping by.
Excelente. So we look forward. I love riding. Did a little riding with Carla last night because we rode up to our friends, the Harveys.
Paul?
Bill and Debbie Harvey.
Oh, Bill.
And not Paul Harvey.
He's passed.
He's no longer with us.
I thought perhaps you visited the site.
last night was my official pre-Haiti meeting where we went and got our little over two-hour primer on everything that we need to know about Haiti.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have any Haitian music. Do you? What would be good? Would Bob Marley work?
Well, it's Creole down there. Yeah. That's what they do. So you might want to play some Zydeco, but I don't think it's a Zydeco kind of place.
Did you get through the 2 hours? Okay.
Through the two. Riveting. Wow.
You love meetings.
We're going to have Bill and Debbie here, I think, on September 14th. I think they're going to be coming by to talk about their benefit that they're having up
there.
Did
you get your deposit back?
No, I did not. I'm in. I'm all in.
Oh, that'd be great.
This is truly, truly an amazing event that that I'm going on here. It's not anything that people haven't done before. There are hundreds of thousands of Americans that have been to Haiti after the recent disasters that they've had down there. But I will tell you, I could not be more proud of my very good friends, Bill and Debbie, for helping Haitian Angels. We will have a link to that website, their website, that everybody can donate. Truly amazing. I did not know. I knew they went to Haiti. I knew they ran an orphanage down there. Mm-hmm. I knew that that's about it.
Okay.
I didn't know their philosophy, and I didn't know how well thought out what they do is, and I was just riveted for the entire 2 hours. I was riveted.
Wonderful.
This is the serious side, and then I'll make the lighthearted side, which is the fear of death that I have going down there. But they are they're very, very thoughtful in the way that they go down there. They have learned. I think the term they use, they have failed forward a number of times. Mm-hmm. Where
that's nice.
Going down there and not knowing, how to do it and how to help people. It's a fascinating story that they have with how they got involved down there. Bill first, and then Debbie later, and then Debbie went
How long have they been doing it?
9 years, I think.
Wow.
Bill has been going down there for 9 years. I think Debbie's been going down there for five. Mm-hmm. We're going down with about 13 people, 8 of whom who have been there before.
That's an unlucky number. can you get a 14th place?
It's funny because if you go to the United States State Department website, they're going to tell you not to go to
Haiti.
Don't go. And the fact is that
It's a very dangerous place, and it is. And you have to know what you're doing when you go down there. But I could not be more thrilled when you hear about what they're doing for these children that are down there. I get so supercharged.
Yeah.
And this is a precursor, as I warn all of you, I have no idea what I'm going to come back with, but I think I have a suspicion that I'm going to really be moved by this experience, and I think this is the type of thing that, you know, we've done a lot of receiving on this show for the 3 years we've had it. We haven't done a lot of giving, and I think that I hopefully will be able to get the cell phone or even a Skype with I'm bringing my laptop to get out to you guys and be able to. Nice. The hotel apparently has very good Wi-Fi, and hopefully I can get out to you guys in the morning before we start,
right?
And we can record a little something, and I can talk to you, and we'll see what happens. I'm not sure. The hours that we do this show will be hours that I'm going to be all over different locations. Rob just wrote a sound. Please meet Jabril O'Mara.
Yes,
the newest member of the show.
Yeah. It could happen.
Bring him back, and you really will change his life.
That apparently is not as easy as you would think. It is very.
I don't know. It's
difficult.
Pretty easy for me. He just showed up.
You know,
I don't shut the door on that.
Even after all the attention that Haiti got after the earthquake a few years ago, it continues to just languish in abject poverty. And
19 people killed during the recent hurricane. 19
gets
people.
A little forgotten, even with all that attention.
I got insight as to that. You say, how can 19 people die? It's a very, what's going on with that?
We're calling
it up blog talk. I think RJ's making a personal call.
You all right over there, RJ?
He was getting the phone lines back up
the
and
phone
running.
Lines up, Mike.
That's attention deficit. anyway.
Yeah,
so,
attention deficit, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, right.
Thanks.
Right.
What are you going to do when I'm gone?
Right.
Applaud.
I'm going to dance.
I know.
Hello, Haiti. I'm checking in.
I'm coming.
Mike, I was able to get 2 weeks off from my 4-week contract, and I'm coming to Haiti.
I'll either be flying back here with you guys to fly out to Reno and then stop where you're stopping and come out there.
What I will do is...
Although it will be slightly more expensive and detrimental to my new office that I'm working in.
I'm going to stop by the Haitian orphanage on my way to see the Haiti Claymores play football.
Simply trying to do what I do over here, and it's bring the phones up. Mike,
we're just having fun.
Me too.
That's right. So
sounds like it.
I was told one of the reasons.
Stop piling on, Rob.
Just having fun.
3 days.
So nothing really to worry about as far as Haiti is concerned, other than malaria.
No
God. Yeah, you gotta get a bunch of inoculations.
Typhoid.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should get
maybe a slight risk of cholera.
You should get outlaws. Inoculated.
Outlaws. You know the one thing, just the kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we stay together as a group,
that's right.
We should be.
Don't
okay.
forget your insect repellent.
They have plenty down there.
Yeah, and well, you better
count on it.
You better tell Carla to ugly up.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the
you look
that
fine
is,
though.
That
you
is
too.
Kind of the standard. No, yeah, me too. Ugly up. And the other thing is, you bring an antibiotic because even if at the first sign that you feel like a little queasy or something, you pop one.
Queasy,
of those,
huh?
Well, there's the Cipro is the antibiotic.
That's an
excellent. That
I take them just in case.
That you bring with you on that, and then the kidnapping. Outside of that, I think I'm going to be fine.
We've set aside.
I think it's going to be.
We've set aside some ransom money, not a lot.
Yes.
So don't make yourself too precious down there.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's funny because they said, well, it's usually $5,000 to $10,000 that they ask for in ransom, and they said if Carla was to get kidnapped, and then Carla got mad at me because I went.
Mike, so far we've got $90 and an Xbox. So we might be able to broker something.
So Debbie and Bill are going to come in here on September 14th. That's a Friday.
Right.
It's about a week before their benefit at the Barrel Oak Winery here in Northern Virginia. And I'm really happy that we got the Reno thing out of the way so that we can devote some attention to these wonderful causes like Jimmy's and also our friends at the hockey tournament, the charity hockey tournament, and this event as well. I'm looking forward to it. So
you're going
to
you're going to do great down there.
Yeah,
and I think it's unlike
anything.
It's
an intense 4 days.
It's nothing you've never done anything like this.
Not even
I mean,
close.
By,
not
I mean,
close.
And by not saying that, close. I mean volunteering. So it's going to be huge.
It's
going
like
to be
three
a game
guys.
Changer.
It's 3 guys and 10 women.
I like your
Perfect.
Odds.
Hey, baby.
Wow. Do you guys get armor?
Welcome to the war zone.
That's right.
What?
Do you hire any protection at all?
Like condoms?
No, like bodyguards.
Guards.
Those are the women.
You have somebody with you, Haitian with you at all times.
Okay.
And the guy is 6'3", and that's not
Has a weapon?
I don't know if he's got a weapon, but he's a big guy. I was hoping
that they would provide you with someone more like Oddjob.
I think his name is Archibald, and Archibald is a very big guy that is apparently their regular guy down there, and he does. And they're wonderful names. The Haitians have wonderful those Caribbean long names Archibald and things like that. So
that's cool.
It should be interesting. They're going to tell us more about it and how you can help. But the bottom line,
you did
with
buy
this,
a round trip ticket.
What's that?
You did buy a round trip ticket.
I didn't buy my ticket.
Oh, they did buy. A round
I am in the. Hands of the people
we really,
that are running this thing.
I know we sometimes put up a gruff exterior. We really do expect to have you back.
I mm-hmm. will be back.
Good.
I look forward to it, and it should be a good time should be had by
us. Sure.
It should be great.
Good luck, sir.
We'll see. You'll hear all about it when they come in there. Bill's a big guy, and I'm a big guy, and you know, it's really, we've gone over the agenda, and they are, I said this at the end. I said, I'm so proud of these people that are friends of mine as far as taking their energy and what they've done with their lives, and they're not holier than thou people. They're not people that you know, say, "Oh, we are so
right."
They're really nuts and bolts regular people, and she's just terrific. They're both terrific the way they give you the lowdown on what you are and are not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but there's the book is called When Helping Hurts,
right?
And there are certain things when you go into these phenomenally impoverished areas that you would think that you would do that you don't do.
Can you think
because
of any
if
singular
you do it,
example?
It doesn't really help.
Can you think
it's
of a singular
really,
example?
It's a question of you. Apparently, people are always a lot of these trips. They want to go down, and you want to. We're going to build something. We're going to build.
Whether you want it or not.
Well, Bill tells a story, and look, if I'm out of line, Bill, telling this story, I apologize, but I thought it was a fascinating story, and. He was digging a ditch with a pickaxe, about a 2 foot by, and he had to go, it was for a retaining wall.
So it was a trench.
It was a very long trench that he had. And the day that he was digging this trench, he said he noticed that on the hill looking down at him were 50, 60 guys just watching him work and dig this.
That's a lot.
Dig this trench. Well, the unemployment in Haiti is 80%.
Okay.
And they will work for $3 a day. And it suddenly dawned on him, and it should dawn on a lot of people that really don't realize this, these church groups that go down and never come back. They come back again and again and again. It's all about relationships. And he realized that he could do so much more good by, you know, hiring 30 of these to come down there, which and that turned out to be they want – the number one thing you hear is they want to work, they want to work, they want to work, they want to work. That is where I think people get into the habit of thinking that people that are impoverished, people that come from the depressed areas, even the United States or around the world, oh, they don't want to work. No, they desperately want to work.
I think most
dignity comes from that.
Dignity is what it's all about, is supporting their families. And so it has a lot to do with that, how you help. And you help in many cases by letting them help themselves.
Okay.
That's really a simple concept, but you'd be amazed at how many people don't do it. So it's really interesting, and they're very good people, and I'm proud to be part of it.
May I ask one shallow question that is, I'm just concerned, or just the thought.
Nobody's shallower than you, Rob.
I am the shallowest. I'm shallower than that trench he was digging.
Go right ahead.
What about food for you? What will they feed you? What is the food like?
We stay at a hotel. It's a hotel. It's like they said, you know, the hotel is down there. And we go, we stay at the hotel, and then we venture out during the day, and then we come back to the hotel at night. That's the way it works.
You know, it's tough.
At sundown because they have they're electrically, believe it or not, hard to imagine.
No juice.
You come back at sundown because there's no electricity down there.
Wow. It's tough to have Rob in the room when we talk about this because he actually, if you recall, a couple years ago, he authored the book When Helping Hurts Stop.
Of course, it's hard to do the show any day that Oscar's in the room. But Frank, thank goodness that doesn't happen that often.
So that's it.
He wrote the book When Hurting Helps.
Anyway, what else did I have?
Wow, the arrows are just flying.
We didn't get a chance to talk about the SEAL book. Maybe we can talk about that later.
Sure.
It was just hysterical taking the kids out, the babies out to the PetSmart yesterday. Beluga is like a small child as a pug. When I say we're going to PetSmart, his head cocks and then he starts to whine.
I really do think Beluga is healthier now than he has been since we started the podcast. Beluga actually reacts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that for a long time, he's just a doorstop.
He sits there and he gets, as we get into the parking lot of the PetSmart, mm-hmm. he starts to howl. And it's the funniest thing in the world. He starts going,
next time.
You must
record it next time.
And I said, what is it? Is it the smell of other dogs? Is it being around all the toys? I said, no, and I should have known because we get to the cashier. Carla's taking him a bunch of times. Right. I don't remember. We get to the cashier. Beluga sits his fat ass down right next to the cashier, staring at the cashier. And, of course, there next to the cashier, the treats. It's all about his fat little pug fat belly.
Also, 2 weeks ago, Beluga dropped off a resume. And very excited about the possibility. But he wants to work.
He wants to work.
He wants to work.
Right. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Let me talk to you about eyeglasses.
What?
I got them all over the house.
Tell me about it.
And there are different days. I think anybody that has bad vision.
I see three pairs right now.
Where the hell are they?
It's true. There's one.
Can I see one of my pairs of eyeglasses, please? Can I put those on?
I see one. There's one.
Because I haven't been.
You're probably
going
to need them.
I don't like those ones. I'm throwing those away. These are all right.
Which one? Those are your Clark Kent ones?
Let me just clean them before I read this.
Sure.
I'm not reading, though. I'm telling you right now. Eyeglasses suck. There are days when you have bad vision. Where you have good days and you have bad days.
Right.
And like if we have a night at Quench, I wake up, I can't read a goddamn thing.
Mm. Well, that really doesn't have anything to do with your vision.
You got
to
clean them. They get scratched.
It sucks. That's why I'm looking forward to my trip over to TLC. Mm-hmm. TLC, where Buzz Burbank learned to see.
That's right.
he learned to see.
And the surgeons are experienced. We're talking about laser eye surgery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the best in the business. And it's TLC.
Yep.
Their equipment is always state of the art. Their lifetime commitment is huge. TLC's got locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. And really, who doesn't want to get rid of these things and be able to see like a child
be
again?
Be free.
To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877. Do you think I'm stuffed up enough in here?
I was going
to
say.
Call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or to find their locations online, go to LASIK, LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. Mm-hmm. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. TLC Laser Eye Center. I can't wait to get over there and get my little consult. When the hell am I going to get that, Mark?
I just reached out to Jay yesterday, so we should be setting that up this week.
Hello!
Good news, Mike.
Jay Rosenberg!
TLC has an office in Port-au-Prince.
Ah, very
good.
And you
can visit them when you're in
Haiti. We're not going to be in that part of Haiti, incidentally, which is a more dangerous part. We're going to be in the second largest city, which is Cap-Haitia, which is on the northern part of the island.
Very nice.
Very good.
Open the thing.
Oh, sorry.
you know, we like to give the impression
what?
That we like to give the impression that we all get along and we're all good friends. And with our last exchange with RJ, we sort of proved it. And it's tough for me and Oscar because we are here with Mike and Buzz. Really, really ultimate broadcasters. They know what they're doing. Man. And when the hockey guys wanted us to record stuff yesterday, and they said, just do like 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
He's throwing you under the bus.
I think you just hear what I said is that it was me and Oscar who are put in a difficult situation.
All right.
Because Mike nails his one take.
He killed it.
And then what Mike says afterwards, and you'll hear it here, is that, that's what a pro does. No pressure. Yeah. La, 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 la.
Okay. Like,
and so then Oscar and I have to try and follow. Buzz nails his in one
take.
Rob and Oscar, not so much. Just briefly, sort of condensed. Here's Oscar.
Oh, you're going to see. You're pulling the curtain back and showing a recording session from
Oscar
yesterday.
And myself trying to do just a brief video.
He's pulling Oscar under the bus.
One take, him. Oscar.
One right take. Right now. That's a good pro.
Yeah.
I did. Watch him learn. No pressure.
Hey, it's Oscar Santana. If you just watch Mike O'Mara's video, that's where I'm going to be. And I'll be coaching the Northern...
I like how Mike offers his condolences support. Yeah.
God damn it. Let me try it again. Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana, and if you drop... you know what, too rough.
It's Booz Allen Hamilton.
And I really thought I'd cakewalk this.
Mm-hmm. Hello, friends. I'm Wayne Gretzky. Just wanted to let you know... Oh, I'm sorry. It says here I'm Rob Spiewak, and I'll be hosting your... Thank you. Back to Oscar.
No,
are we still rolling? 3, 2, 1. Hello, friends. I'm Wayne Gretzky. Kidding, of course. Rob Spiewak here to talk about the Charity Hockey Classic to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services. It's a great cause. I have personally benefited from it. It is September 9th at 10 a.m. I will be coaching who's out? Buzz gets a turn now.
Suck a d-
We eventually got them all done, but I do I do invite you to look at our, I believe it's on our Facebook
yes,
page.
Yes, it is. Yes.
What happened is Mike actually voiced Oscar's, and Oscar lip-synced it.
Yes.
So it was in an
very badly.
Do we have that on Facebook?
We do.
Yes,
we
do. Yes, we do. Our
very good.
But as I will say, and Oscar, I think we go down together. It's kind of tough following these two guys.
Failure.
Okay.
That's paying attention is what it is.
How's that? I'll tell you who's wonderful. Oscar tuned out. Pat Robertson is a wonderful spiritual advisor, Mike. Yeah.
Really still alive?
Wonderful man. Okay. Smart man.
Right.
Bright man.
Right.
Hosting the 700 Club, which not many people know. You got to join the 700 Club by... Anyone?
Being a douchebag?
Donating $700.
Oh,
that's how they got the name.
Know. All right.
But he wants to warn you, and you might want to keep this sage advice in mind when you're in Haiti.
Okay.
Be careful when you adopt.
All right.
You might not even want to adopt. You might not even want to date a woman who has adopted children, because you just never know. Smart man, Pat Robertson.
Huh. A man doesn't want to take on the United Nations, and this woman's got all these various children, and a blended family. I mean, what is it? And you don't know what problems are. I'm serious. I've got a dear friend, adopted some little kid from an orphanage down in Columbia. Child had brain damage. You know, grew up weird. And you just never know what's been done to a child before you get that child. What kind of sexual abuse it's been, what kind of cruelty, what kind of food deprivation, et cetera, et cetera.
A bolt of lightning needs to come out of the sky and strike him down. This is a guy that calls himself a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a spiritual guy.
This is
guy,
a guy that calls himself a preacher.
Right.
I didn't think he could do worse.
No.
I thought Pat Robertson says, he says all sorts of
and
horrible
stuff.
And
what's so sad
about this is really pissed me off.
The tone of it, he really believes this.
He's just repeating what Jesus said. Don't help people who are troubled.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Also, you're not a dog because you don't want to take on that responsibility. You don't have to take on somebody else's problems.
Brother's keeper.
I mean, you really don't. You can go help people. You could minister to people. We ministered to orphans all over the world, thousands of them. We love orphans. We love
them. Yeah, so just don't get your hands dirty.
What a dick.
And for
what
those,
a real unconditional a-hole.
For those people who missed it, I was being sarcastic on the intro that. Please hold all hate mail. They've been
Send it to Lowell.
That's right. Hey, thanks for the hate mail.
Right.
Both sides have been complaining that they have taken video of their opponent in this upcoming election and using it out of context.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a guy who is actually pro-Obama put together a Romney video, and I think this is the best use of audio in context I've ever heard. Sounds just like a real campaign ad.
I don't really know who I am. I don't know what I believe. I served as governor for 4 years. Like a miniskirt, it was short and revealing. I was liberal, but I was conservative as well. I'm pro-life, but I had no difficulty supporting abortion. And then I decided to run for national office and don't have an idea why. Everybody I talked to said it's a bad idea, but I love debate and disagreement over issues. And in the case of Obamacare, I disagree with myself. I supported the idea of an individual mandate, but I opposed what the president did. And also with regards to gay marriage, I looked at some of my policies and said, gosh, I have exactly the opposite view today. One reason, of course, is that I hope to represent all Americans. And I think the American people have differing views. And I agree with the American people. I believe in America. I'd like to ask you to join with us. Volunteer, donate, or just pass this message along to a friend. Thanks so much.
1 minute with Mitt Romney.
So cruel.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Yeah.
I was watching the news last night, and I noticed that Mitt Romney's doing a lot of press clearly because of the big Republican convention.
Sure, right.
And
he arrives today.
While I am on the fence of who I'm going to vote for, truly am, I don't like it when people, whether it's Obama or Romney, go out of their way to kind of, I felt lied to. As I sat there and watched an interview with Mitt Romney's wife, and she mentioned that he is now wearing Costco shirts.
I knew you'd bring this up.
And he's like, and they're actually pretty comfortable.
I saw.
And then she goes, yeah, they're Kirkland.
Is that
brand.
What she said?
Yes.
And she say something like, and they're actually pretty comfortable. Did she diminish the product?
No, he said it.
Oh, he did. He diminished the product.
She said she went to Costco and bought a 3-pack of shirts.
Yeah. So as I sat there,
she's an ass.
I wanted to say, you are who you are. Sell who you are.
Right.
But don't. I mean, I don't even go to effing Costco. You know what I mean?
Here it is.
Hi, Rob.
I, I was researching.
They're actually pretty comfortable.
You're better than Rob.
My new favorite lady, just because I think there's a lot there, and I think she's so in love with wealth.
Oh, yeah.
That she can't. You know, the Ann Romney controversy was that she went on CBS News, the morning show, wearing a $1,000 shirt.
Yeah, it was a few months back, but I remember.
And it was a few months back. And so that's the whole thing. And I think, Oscar, what you're asking for, you're not going to get. Because if they sell themselves as who they are, it's going to piss off the majority of the American people. Because people don't like that kind of conspicuous display of wealth. So, you know, that's the thing. So, but yet, if you make a point of saying we went to Costco, well, you know it, and I know it, and everybody cries BS there, too. Yeah. So they're really between, it's a catch-22 for this particular campaign.
They shouldn't bring it up.
I would rather them either say
ignore
nothing.
Ignore it like their taxes.
I would rather them say nothing, or I'd rather say, look, we went to Costco for the first time. It was a great experience, and you know what? It's something that we should have done a long time ago. We're saving money.
She meant to say she bought a 3-pack of Costco's.
That's right.
Yeah. No, because I'm not. There should have been a better way to do that.
When he talks about the common man, he'll always say, I know people that own those stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they have lived a life. I know these people. I have been around these people. I was a member at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. Okay. You don't get any more elite than here in Washington, D.C.
Whites only.
There are certain people. Well, we had a black president as our you know, Vernon Jordan was the head of our president when I was there.
My so country has a black president. His name is Barack Obama.
But I will tell you what I observed was there are certain types, not all of them, but a large percentage of these people, they love wealth.
Yep.
They love being around wealth. They don't relate to people that aren't around wealth. And that's what I see when I see the Romneys, that I see these people that just kind of get jacked up by, it's all about money.
Yeah, but see, on the other side, I don't like seeing, and this has stopped as of a couple months ago, I don't like seeing our president on every late night talk show. Like,
I think that's jive ass to, I totally agree with you with that. I agree.
I sit there and I'm like, come on.
And one of the things about Barack Obama, when you see the campaign ads that Romney runs, talking about Obama laughing at something and being kind of, hey, that's it, I'm Barack Obama, everything's fine, everything's cool. There's too much of that. Yeah. I don't see enough of it. And so I agree with you on both.
There are two
counts.
Different approaches in the common race for the common man. I think that they're both going for the middle class vote.
Right.
And so they're both doing this sort of artificial behavior to try to court that.
You know, Letterman last night, it's funny you brought that up. I was just going to say, Letterman does a short piece on that, and he calls it Mitt Romney Ann and Mitt Romney lies.
Okay.
Oh,
and
do we have it?
Yeah, we have it right here. Okay, let me put it on for you.
Good. This is good.
Ann, the lovely Ann Romney, married to Mitch Romney.
Mitt Romney.
The segment is called Ann and Mitch Romney Lies.
Do you go to the grocery store?
Yes.
I noticed he was doing the laundry last night. I think Mitt ironed his own shirt this morning. We both left Costco.
Jessica got me one of these 3-packs of shirts the other day from Costco. And they're very nice shirts.
The Kirkland shirts, he's wearing them all the time now.
Wow. And Mike, that's your magic audio.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this.
If you break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again.
That's good stuff. I like that. So, I don't know. So, you're on the fence still, huh?
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks because I sit here and...
You've always been the moderate kind of Republican, skewing moderate guy on our show. But I think you're like a lot of people that are a little right of moderate, but you can't embrace this guy.
Yeah,
it's hard, isn't it?
Well, I would rather him come out and say, look, I'm supremely wealthy, and I put my money where I want to because that's what most smart, rich people do.
If you want to have tax benefits like me,
yes,
get the wealth that I have. Maybe you should run Tomo.
No.
What about the prediction we discussed over your breakfast table today?
Yeah, you go ahead. Lay that one on.
My prediction is this. Obama wins this time around, but in 2016, President Chris Christie. And I think he's laying the groundwork.
Yeah. Chris Christie.
And he's been doing it, and we don't even know it.
Yeah, because he's that smart.
Yep.
And I think Chris Christie, outside of the fact that his colon might explode one day,
that's right.
has a...
It'll no longer be called the White House, Mike.
Chris Christie has an everyman quality that is so honest and so direct. I love watching the guy be interviewed.
Did you see the way he danced through that interview with Lauer today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the question was, don't you think that Mitt Romney should have gotten rid of his tax dodges, his overseas accounts? And Chris Christie's answer was, I don't have that kind of money where I would have to worry about that problem.
Wow.
And
which was throwing Romney under the bus without
throwing
Romney under the bus.
And he's going to give the keynote address tonight. It was just, I love Chris Christie. I really do.
He'll either be president or have a hit television reality show.
Or a triple bypass.
Maybe all three.
I'm ready to make my prediction. Too.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'll make it when we come back.
Oh, very, very. Well, we're back.
We're back already.
We're back.
I guess now would be a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
We're brought to you today by The Twilight War by David Crist. The Twilight War is the dramatic secret history of our 30-year conflict with Iran, including the covert operations that brought our countries to the brink of war. Author David Crist is an historian for the U.S. government and a frequent advisor to senior civilian and government officials. The Twilight War by David Crist, praised by both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. NPR calls it fascinating, says it reads like an action movie. The Twilight War by David Crist, available now at thetwilightwar.com. But you can help the show by purchasing it through the Amazon page on our website. First, this. The bad news for Louisiana is that near Hurricane Isaac will come ashore tonight or tomorrow on the 7th anniversary of Katrina. The good news is the levees are better prepared this time, and Isaac not nearly as strong as Katrina. Katrina was a Category 3 hurricane. Isaac, Category 1. Still, it packs winds of well over 100 miles an hour and carries as much as 20 inches of rain. There will be destruction in several southern states. Emergency forces, though, say they're much more prepared this time than they were 7 years ago. Now, the Republicans gathering in Tampa are among those who remember how the system failed New Orleans 7 years ago. They are concerned, you will remember too. They worry about the split-screen TV coverage of their convention and the pounding to be delivered by Isaac.
Well, tough tatas.
And also, I'm not sure you can fit Christie in on a split screen. He might need the whole thing.
I'll be watching him tonight.
I will too.
Yeah, as will I. Now, Mitt Romney will be nominated today as the party's official candidate in time.
What?
No, you hadn't heard?
What is this?
Yeah, God, no.
What's with all this back? Backroom stuff.
Let him do his news.
It'll happen tonight in time for the nightly news. Among tonight's speakers, Ann Romney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Mitt Romney.
And Jeffrey Ross.
incidentally, I don't make any.
It's a roast.
Jeffrey Ross. I'll be watching Mitt. When I'm watching Chris Christie, this is how I'm going to be watching Chris Christie. When I'm watching Ann Romney, this is how I'm going to watch Ann Romney.
Yeah.
Smirking. Mm-hmm. Smirking.
No, just kind of scowling.
Well, you'll scowl at Ann Romney, and when you watch Christie, you'll say, God, I wish I had some wings.
What is it about her? I mean,
for one thing, her face is too small for her head.
Yeah, she's got the big head with little features.
Yeah, they're all too close together.
Little model features, all done.
And also,
perfect hair, perfect
honestly,
blonde.
She's not as pretty.
Never had a rough day in her life.
Not as pretty as she kind of comes across. If you look at her, she's not that good looking.
Right. Well, she's
not like Romney.
It's tough because she just doesn't feel genuine.
Not at all.
No. That's the problem. There it is. It's a little bit Ann Curry syndrome again.
If this was a race between first ladies, I swear to God, it would be a slam dunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be. I would have the yard signs all over my front.
Is even that a basketball stereotype?
No. Okay. Even if it was a foot race.
hey,
I don't think Ann Romney's much of a runner.
I mean, even though he and I disagree on almost everything, I'm really looking forward to Chris Christie's speech tonight. I think it'll be darned interesting.
Yeah,
I think he's a good speaker.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Yes, you disagree with Chris Christie. Mm-hmm. One of the problems we have is you're always going to have people that disagree.
Sure.
But Chris Christie strikes me as somebody that really understands about how to get the other side to come around and maybe some compromise.
He will make the best arguments for the other side.
All right, Rob.
Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, meanwhile, put that away. Mitt Romney is putting distance between himself and his party on the subject of abortion. He wants you to know through a CBS, through a CBS interview that will air over the next few nights that he is in favor. Mitt Romney says he is in favor of legal abortion in cases of rape, incest, and in the life and health of the mother. And Romney says that although Democrats try to make it an issue, he says it's a matter that was settled several years ago by the courts.
Well, his hand was forced because that dip-esque congressman.
Right, right, right. Now, in another interview, this one with Politico, Romney talked about his strengths and his weaknesses. He promised to be a hands-on president with corporate discipline and that he'll be ready to face a scorecard on the first 100 days in office.
Incidentally, here's something. I got a project. Speaking on the other side, yeah. And I try occasionally to be balanced, but most often not.
Okay.
I have my own, you know, my comedy, what does Jon Stewart says? My comedy is informed by a point of view.
Right.
But I will tell you, you know what might be fun? To collect some Chris Matthews-isms.
Okay.
He is all over the internet because he has gone to the Republican National Convention and he's going out of his
He's nuts.
Mind. Yeah. He's yelling at everybody. Well, he's yelling at the chairman of the RNC. He's yelling at Newt Gingrich. It's hysterical.
He can't get by on his looks forever. Chris Matthews.
But he's gone down there with a chip on his shoulder.
Sure.
He is pissed. And that RNC chairman, I mean, that's that guy, the definition of mealy mouth.
What's his name? He's got a weird name.
But he goes after these, and it's funny to watch because he's kind of rational, but he's really not.
No,
it's great to watch.
So Romney's made these promises about discipline and being hands-on and having a scorecard for the first 100 days, but he also admitted he's not highly organized and that he has trouble sticking to a calendar.
I lost my cologne.
He told Politico that he knows not everyone likes him, but he says that like Popeye, he is who he is. He invoked Popeye.
Hey!
And he also used Popeye in the wrong tense.
He did.
Do it in the right way?
No, he tried to say the I am what I am thing, but it didn't come out quite right.
He's a stain.
He said, like Popeye, I am what I am.
Right. But he didn't say it exactly. He didn't say it the way Popeye said it. It was the phraseology.
Who cares? Then,
hold on. Let me explain.
Okay.
Because you probably don't dislike the guy like we do.
Right.
Because you're not as passionate as you say. It matters because he's full of crap.
Yeah.
If you're going to quote Popeye, you get it right.
Get it right. Thank you. Well said.
In the words,
because I'm like Popeye. I am what I am. That's the whole puppet. What was his quote?
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
But I am somebody.
Yeah, I am. It was off the mark.
Theodore Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a large golden rock.
You know what my whole thing with Romney is like jealousy, too.
I'll accept that.
I'm not like, you know, dude, when you start flying your G5 around the country, maybe you can talk. But the fact is, most Americans feel like I do. Really. You look at that, you see the sons that are sitting out there, all with their perfect little haircuts, la-da-da-da-da-da.
Four dozen of them.
They stink of people that give a rat's ass about money and only money. And it really bugs me.
See,
and
the difference between what you're talking about and what I'm talking about are what is best for the country. I don't care if he's got a G5 jet. I don't care if he's got a 4-car garage. I care what he's going to do when he gets in office.
But you, like Mitt Romney, also
I love money.
You like hanging around people with money.
Money is...
In fact, most of your friends are people that you gravitate towards that have money.
I surround...
You know what he likes? He has moneyed friends.
You love being around moneyed friends. You do.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't. I never have. I didn't when I made tons of money.
You joined a country club.
Hold on, let me tell you. I joined a country club for one reason.
What?
I loved the country club. I wanted to play golf.
Golf on the course.
You know how many friends I had at that country club?
How many?
I probably had two.
Okay.
I had two. There were people at that country club that didn't play golf, that climbed that ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything. I don't want to say you're a social climber, but I don't. I seriously, if you look at my history of friends,
yes,
to a fault, I have hung around with rednecks.
Jerky's
poor
not,
white trash.
Jerky's not rich.
But that has nothing to do with what my personal views are.
Well, I'm just saying, I think you and your friend, Mr. Moore, you guys kind of identify with guys like Mitt Romney because you'd like to be them.
No, I think we identify with guys like Mitt Romney because we see a guy who was a great business leader and the finances of this country.
There's silver spoons in your mouth, and then you're born with a gold spoon in your mouth. That man was born to a multi-millionaire, probably billionaire father.
I don't know enough about what he could or could not do for this country, but I know that whatever he's done, he's found a way to keep that fortune.
Friend and I drove by a bank once that had big, huge, like the 10-foot tall brass doors. And as we drove by, he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, they didn't get those by being nice to people. And so there is an overlap. There is an overlap, I think.
And the thing is, I just wish that the people with money were more obsessed with the people that didn't have money. I wish the people that had money in this country had more of a feeling of not defending themselves so much and more like, yeah, I'll spread it around.
What do
a
you
bit.
Say to the people that have
class warfare? That's what I'm all
the
about.
The people that have money, the Warren Buffetts of the world that say yes. that they want to actually help out. They
I love
jobs.
Guys like that.
Yeah, and, see, you know, those are exceptions.
That should
wonderful
pay their
exceptions.
Fair share. And I think maybe it's the type of rich guy we're
Warren
talking
Buffett
about.
Buffett is great, but I hate all that parrot head crap.
The Romney quote is, you get what you see, I am who I am.
I am who I am instead of I am
but
what
see,
I am.
See, you're not a social climber, though. You I'm like not. To get down in the trenches.
I effing work hard for
you
it.
Work you work right. your butt yes. off. Yeah, don't let don't let some of your wealthy friends get you all confused.
Yeah, not everybody. Think how rude those wealthy friends are
politics,
when they drink.
And most of them are Democrats.
I just based that on one guy, Todd Moore, and that one quote. That one quote that he said.
What quote?
If you're worried about people paying taxes, I want to quote him correctly.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I'll find the quote. I'll give it to you.
I know the
don't
quote.
Pull a Popeye.
I know the quote from Friday night from Todd.
The feds will
incidentally,
be...
we're getting Todd Moore on this show next week to be nice to him because good. Todd Moore has taken entirely too much crap on this show, and I like Todd Moore.
That's right.
Todd mean... Moore is a good guy.
Don't publicize when he's going to be here because Carrie will want to come.
No, she's not coming. Yeah. Todd Moore is
has.
A good guy and a good friend of this
Todd's
show.
Todd's in a bad place right now, too.
Oh, really?
Why?
His white noise app, it's dying.
Why?
It's just not. It's, like, it's not where it should be. And he's
you mean
like,
as far as like sales?
Sales, yeah.
Well, let's get him in there and make him some more
yeah.
money.
Well, I just in general, you know.
See, I care about people, even wealthy people.
There you go. Download White Noise, please,
thank
for
you.
Your
very
smartphone.
Very good, very good.
The feds will be monitoring polling places in Arizona and Alabama come election day to make sure they stick to the Voting Rights Act of 1954, which bans discrimination at the polls based on race, skin, color, or language. This is little consolation to the voters being kept away from the polls this year by new and unnecessary voter ID laws passed in 33 Republican states to stop the election fraud that doesn't exist. And here comes my prediction. We've got a dead heat here. Both of these gentlemen are tied at 46%, according to the latest Gallup poll. Here's why I now believe, and we'll backing you on this, Mitt Romney's going to win this election. And the reason has to do with the voter ID laws. People who would have voted for Obama, people who have voted for 50 years, aren't allowed to go to the polls this year because they don't have the voter ID cards that will get them in.
Let me
this
ask you about
this.
This
was by design, and this is how the Republicans are going to
let me
win
ask
this
you
election.
This. Somebody, my wonderful next-door neighbor, Richard, mm-hmm. and I know we're running super late. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'll my next-door neighbor, Richard, said to me, all the money that's spent on these political ads mm-hmm. that you see on TV that are being run, if the Democrats are so concerned about this, mm-hmm. why don't they just grab these people and go get them ID cards?
That, mm-hmm. that would be money better spent.
I mean, could
absolutely.
They do that?
Yeah.
Yeah
when you talk about the 96-year-old woman
practice.
who doesn't have a driver's license, doesn't have a passport.
You get a bus, you go through the neighborhood, you round them up. Yeah.
Where do you
them
get
down,
them? Do you get them at the? Can't you go down to the DMV and get yourself an ID card?
If you're a person who can get to the DMV, and that's where the women League of Women Voters of the Democratic Party could step in with buses, pick these people up, take them to the DMV so they can get those cards.
If that's the reason that Obama's going to lose the election, then why don't we start working on it right
get
now?
Get on it.
Makes sense.
Get on it.
Didn't Mayor Barry win? Like his second mayoral term by doing, he ran buses from.
Right. He ran buses
yes.
mm-hmm. for homeless people.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Go
and
vote.
As Chicago knows, this can get into sketchy territory, so you have to be very careful. But yes, there are legal ways to do that properly.
If I was to go over to the grassroots center where Obama's there, and I mm-hmm. said, we're going to make some phone calls to, do we have these people? Are they identifiable, these people that are?
I don't know. They have no cards.
They have no cards.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you can't find them.
I don't know how that works.
But
I don't know how to track them down.
Seriously, why not set up, what would be illegal about setting up outside of a polling place, mm-hmm. a table where you get your ID card?
Yeah.
And you get your ID card right away. You have a camera. Is it there? You have a social security number. It's documented.
There's gotta be a way. If they can make it difficult, there's gotta be a way to make it easy.
You know what? That's true. But you know what? And this is what? This is where the Democrats differ from the Republicans. Yeah. Democrats too effing lazy to do that. Yeah, it's too smart. It's too simple. The Republicans are gonna sit there like with the Emperor Ming, Dick Cheney, sitting up there going, let me see how we can disenfranchise these people that normally vote for the other guy. And meanwhile, the Democrats are gonna go, well, our people aren't going to be able to vote now.
That's right.
More power to them.
Anyway, that's my prediction. Four of our soldiers have been charged with killing two people to guard their plan to kill President Obama and overthrow the U.S. government. The four are members of an anarchist military group known as FEAR. The group had reportedly amassed thousands of dollars in weapons and planned to take over the ammunition stockpile at Fort Stewart in Georgia.
Got to cut you short, Buzz. We got to get to the end.
All right, we'll do that. Finally, we'll call this one missing the mark. In Germany Sunday, a gust of wind caught a javelin thrown by a 15-year-old athlete, and it severed the jugular vein of a judge at the competition.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. But in Texas, a woman tells police she was aiming for a skunk when she accidentally shot her husband. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Well, that's two of the left-wingers on the show that have both predicted a
predicted defeat. Yes.
Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney.
Buzz is wrong.
I hope so.
Our show is brought to you by Score Big. We tell you all about Score Big. Listen, they got great opportunities for you to save up to 60% on your favorite team. It's baseball. It's concerts. It's the NHL. It's preseason football. It's RG3 games. It's anything you want. Just be like Baltimore's Claude Call. I love that name. It's the Claude Call Show.
Brilliant.
It's a call-in show.
He'd never been to a Ravens game, but he saw the recent game against Jacksonville for more than 40% off. By using our TMOS code, he sent us a big thank you. All you have to do is go to scorebig.com, enter the code TMOS, TMOS at checkout, and you'll save at least 35% below box office price on your first purchase. Tickets at scorebig.com are always below box office price guaranteed. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you.